It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Some time back, I was involved with a theatrical offering that was set in Victorian England. A portion of the first act dealt with cucumber sandwiches, and around the same time we began rehearsals, I noticed a display of English cucumbers in the local supermarket. This started me wondering about the nationality of cucumbers and the background of cucurbits in general. The cucurbit family includes lots of vining plants, such as melons, pumpkins, squashes, and gourds, and of course the cucumber, which is one of the world's oldest vegetables. Actually, the cucumber isn't technically a vegetable at all. It's a fruit, but that's another story for another day. According to Alex D. Hawks in his excellent World of Vegetable Cookery, cucumbers appear in the Old Testament, were relished as a culinary treasure by the Caesars of Rome, and were cultivated in ancient China more than 3 millennia ago. The plant is grown in virtually all parts of the world, and indeed Mr. Hawks' book offers cucumber recipes from India, Denmark, Brazil, Italy, and France, as well as the good old U.S. of A. The hundreds of varieties of cukes can be divided into two basic types, slicers and picklers. You can usually tell the difference by the complexion of the fruit. Slicers are generally long, slender, and green, while cukes that do best in the pickle barrel are generally shorter, sometimes sporting light green or white stripes, and usually as warty as a witch's nose. The English cucumbers offered in supermarkets are more likely greenhouse grown. A long green and thin-skinned hybrid, they are bred to be a superb slicer. They also don't require peeling, because they're usually marketed in a tight wrap of plastic film, which keeps them fresh and moist without requiring the wax coating given to our more common Yankee cukes. The wax outerwear toughens the skin of the fruit, forcing the peel to be discarded. Another thing about those English cukes is that they have very few and very small seeds. This insures against bitterness and doesn't require the task of removing the seeds and center pulp. Because of their mild taste, English cucumbers and similar hothouse varieties are often called burpless. The Americanized term, cool as a cucumber, may have originated from the English cucumber, for they supposedly were born in India during the reign of the British Empire. The cucumber is sliced paper thin and served in a yogurt concoction called raita, which helps to cool the fiery curries that are so much a part of Indian cuisine. Since the cucumber is 96% water, it seems only natural that it would be associated with hot weather or hot-tempered foods. Coming from such a large family, cucumbers have their share of weird relatives. Oriental cucumbers are similar to the English variety, but sometimes grow to lengths of 2 feet or more. And lemon cucumbers, though sweet and flavorful, don't have any of the family resemblances, since they're round and bright yellow. If you'd like to grow your own cukes, give them lots of sun and keep the soil moist. Allowing the plants to dry out will invite bitterness. And when they begin to produce, give them daily attention, as they can seem to double in size overnight, making them useless for creating dainty finger sandwiches at tea time. Of course, if you miss a few in the picking, you can always offer them as trombone-sized treats for neighboring farm animals or for a variety of hoofed stock at the local zoo.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.